morning. This is Lance Kenmore at the Kenmore Team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this show happen. John, how has everything been?
Winterizing
pool. That is the funniest thing that I have heard in a long time.
I think we base the progress of the show seasonally around John's around the pool.
I think your dog's got more use in that pool.
Yeah, Mickey was in it more than I was.
Yeah. So there you go. It is.
He enjoyed it too.
Very good.
Good swimmer, I hope.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he's still with us, so.
Well, those mornings Those mornings are getting chilly out there for sure. Yeah. So that is definitely.
See, we need that Jack Russell on the Kenmore team because that dog makes it happen.
That dog
makes it happen.
You got it.
He makes a lot of things happen in the house.
No,
that can go into home improvement on a whole nother level.
Resolve.
So. Yeah, we need to bring Ryan from State Farm back in.
Definitely. Well, we always like to start off with a little bit of news, what's happening out there in the market. And we've kind of been hinting at this coming, but we've got some really hard statistics now to back this up. There were some things that had come out that we had talked about on the show we were unsure of last month, the month before. There were some predictions out there in the local media and stuff that was going on that it looked like we would be trending by the end of the year up 20% in sales.
Wow.
Now, our last 2 months' records were starting to go the other direction, and so we did have some questions about that. But we do have some data now, I think, that reflects that that is probably not going to happen. It looks like where we'll be at is we're still going to finish ahead of last year, but I think it's going to be closer to 8 to 10% ahead.
Which is great, really.
Which is phenomenal considering where the rest of the country has been going. So what had happened, and we knew this had happened, we were very cognizant of it, is through with the tax credits that were going on, our sales, we all knew in April, May, and June were just, record-setting, hair on fire type sales. So those kind of inflated some of our early numbers, and we were running 25, 26% ahead. Now what's happened is we've seen those numbers go, I hesitate to say back to a normal level, but we have seen those numbers drop down just slightly below normal because we had a lot of sales come up quicker than would have with the tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
So up-to-date numbers, it looks like we are still running right now about 8% ahead of last year, which like Scott said, those are still phenomenal numbers. We have been slowing a little bit the last couple months because I think there has been some uncertainty as to where the market's headed, what's happening, and where rates are going to go. And if certain programs were going to come back or not. So, still a fabulous market in comparison to the rest of the country, a little slower than we had expected the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But we are still seeing inventory levels at what we call about a 4-month supply. So what we're doing is we're looking at, how many listings are on the market versus how many sales are we having each per month. And right now we've been running at about 225 sales a month, which is really about a 4-month supply of homes. So that's assuming no other new homes came on the market, we would have a 4-month supply. That is still a healthy, healthy sales market.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is still a very strong market.
So let me ask a layman's question. If I was out there and I was thinking about selling my house, is that good or bad for me? Should I be looking at getting it on the market now?
Well, we're going to talk about, that kind of corresponds directly with the show about listing during the holidays. That's why that question's been coming up, because you're exactly right. All numbers right now point towards still being a seller's market.
Fantastic.
A 4-month supply of homes is still a healthy, healthy market for a seller to be selling in. So
a lot of reasons to be moving on that right now.
So prices might not be drastically higher than they were, a year or 2 years ago. Certain segments, will always be a little bit lower lower. Certain segments will always be a little bit higher. But as far as supply of homes on the market, you are not in an overabundance. You are still, you know, the numbers statistically are still with you on the sales side. So like Scott said, that's the question we're getting all the time right now is people are calling saying, I really do need to sell, but I've heard it's a bad time to sell during the holidays. So what can we do? Well, there's a lot of, you know, this is almost like the Mythbusters real estate show.
I love that show.
Because they're...
Except we don't use plexiglass.
Yeah, we're not using explosives.
My boys wanted to buy Mentos and Coca-Cola for the longest time.
Yes. And plexiglass. So I ran some numbers to kind of back up what's going on. Well, for instance, last year, for instance, November, December, and January, there were 782 homes sold. The previous, in 08, November, December, and January, 504 homes sold. So there are a huge number of homes selling during this winter months when most people think homes normally don't sell, but there are a lot of transactions out there. In fact, when we break that down on a percentage-wise, I went to look and see. So March, being when a lot of people think in the spring they would list, March of last year, 17% of the homes on the market sold. So we had an absorption rate, meaning of, and that's a decent number, 17% of the homes on the market selling. In December last year, 31%. Of the homes on the market sold. Now, we do have to put a little asterisk, side note, we did have tax credits helping.
Yes.
And so that year is a little bit of an anomaly, but last year, if you had gone with standard conventional wisdom, you would have been saying, don't sell, don't sell, when December, in fact, was one of our hottest months as far as the number of inventory sold. So I said, okay, let's go back to 08, let's go back another year and even make it more realistic. Statistics in March and April of 08, 17, once again, same as 09, 17% of the market selling, or 18% of the market selling, and in December of 08, 17%, only 1% less of the homes on the market.
Well, there's got to be an incentive tax-wise, too, for people to be closing on things before the end of the year.
So tax incentives come into play, and a lot of things happen. The number one, so I put together a list. I've got 10 reasons here of why this is, and if we break it down and look at why you want to be listing right now, this time of year. Number one, November, December, and January buyers, they are serious, folks. They are serious about buying a home. When it's cold outside and you're having to use a flashlight and it might be a little bit icy or snowy and someone's coming to look at your house, they are not what we call a looky-loo.
They need a roof over their head
now. In the industry. Yeah, they are not out there doing that for fun. So what we find is that the traffic that is coming through your house, the people are a lot more serious. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting those showings, you're going to have better feedback and a buyer that is really looking. Also, we can concentrate on making sure these buyers have all the information they need because we are seeing them, we know when they're coming through, and we know this time of year we need to put the maximum amount of information in those buyers' hands. Reason number two is homes show better when they're decorated for the holidays. Mm. A lot of times you have people, I mean, what are we doing during the holidays? We're making the house feel warm and there's decorations that come out. Mm-hmm. The house looks lived in and has a great, great feeling. I mean, people are generally happy. I know I am around the holidays.
And they're cleaning their homes up because they're going to have people over.
Well, that's exactly right. That was another point that I wrote down is I just heard from our carpet cleaner. Scott just hit it right. You just hit the nail right on the head. Our carpet cleaner tells us that the next few months are the busiest time of year he has because people, they're getting their carpets cleaned for the holiday parties. They're getting things spruced up and ready for the party. So the houses that are out there on the market are naturally going to look better, smell better, be better decorated. And so when people come through and get that warm feeling, a lot of times emotionally, that sells a lot of houses.
They're getting it ready to be a showpiece. And that's what you want to be selling is your showpiece.
And so naturally, people are putting the homes in a better position to sell because of the way they look and the condition without even having to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we see that happen a lot this
all
time of year.
The holidays.
And that is a huge, huge bonus.
Now, a lot of people have always told you the general wisdom, you should wait until spring. Well, we've already listed a couple of reasons, but you don't necessarily have to.
No, you don't. And what happens too, and that brings up my third point that I was going to talk about, is that you can look back and you can look back at all the numbers and statistically, and one reason why the percentages stay the same or go up during this time of year, as far as our absorption rate, a lot of time, is that there are less homes on the market. So you have less competition. Instead of having 10 choices to choose from in the spring, the buyers that we already talked about are more serious looking right now. They might only have 3 choices. Mm-hmm. Well, as a seller, you'd rather compete against only 3 other competing homes than you would 10. So less competition is going to mean there's a better chance that your house is going to be one of those choices.
So you can take advantage of the fact that some people say wait till spring. Well, it's...
That's exactly right. You're just not going to be competing against as many properties. And so sometimes yours will stand out, and you can offer additional incentives. If there's less competition and you're offering more incentives this time of year, it's just another one of those things that can help you get the house sold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, I'm going to put Scott a little bit, we'll put him on the spot here for number 4. We've got a couple reasons, because the next biggest reason, it really deals with what Scott's dealing with at Cobalt Mortgage and what's happening. Scott, I mean, it's always been my belief that this time of year, it seems like everybody, lenders, banks, notwithstanding our national crazy trends and stuff that are happening, people are really making a push to have a strong finish to the year. There's a lot of times we see additional incentives and additional programs out there towards the end of the year, special pricing. Mm-hmm. But on top of all of that, the next reason why you might want to be selling your house right now is because the interest rates are so low.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have never seen this before. Speak a little bit about where rates are now and how that's driving the market and why you might want to buy now versus 6 months from now.
No, that's actually a huge question. And there's a lot of statistical and technical things that kind of play into that. But we've got a midterm election coming up. We've got the FOMC meeting that's on the 2nd and 3rd of November, where they're going to be looking at policy decisions. There are trends that we follow, and usually the stock market rallies pretty well through the summertime. And when you, like what John was talking about with spring, you know that trend-wise, if there's going to be a demand on the real estate market, the banks are going to say, well, maybe we don't need to give up quite as much, and we're going to get a little bit higher yield or return on our money. And that's why the stock market's rallying and the bond markets are selling off. Well, what happens this time of year, sometimes in October, you see a huge sell-off. We haven't seen that yet. Matter of fact, the stock market's been rallying this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that does is it puts a little bit of a tick up in the interest rates. But what the predictions are is that there's about 6 months left of these low interest rates before
right.
things may start trending back up. Now, that trend back up may not be hugely significant. It may be a half of a point in interest rates, which still would put you in the mid-4s on a 30-year fix with great credit and all the other disclosures out there. But where rates are right now, historically, is they are at about a bottom. And with interest rates as ridiculously low, with a capital R now, as they are, and with the inventory levels that are out there, if you're looking for a move-up situation, you're not going to be saying, well, if I sell this house for the maximum, okay, other houses that are going to be a little bigger may be going up just as much. And so am I really getting that big of a shift? Well, right now, with interest rates as low as they are, and if you have, let's say, a 6% interest rate on your current home, your house payment may not change that much when you move up in home, maybe an expanding family or whatever, because interest rates are so low.
Wow.
They're so low. So, yeah, the next quarter, we're going to see probably some really good rates, because as they taper off into winter, they know they have to extend the house buying season as long as they can to hold through to spring of next year. So historically, we see some of the best rates of the year between December, November, January, February in those areas. So with everything else that's going on, with the midterm election, with the changes that we've seen with the federal government looking to put this quantitative easing part 2 into the market, you may see some of the best programs and the best rates and the best buying opportunities in your lifetime. I will say that.
Wow.
In the next 6 months.
That's fabulous.
And that's just from 17 years of being in this industry.
Well, Scott, I know with the, I have every thought and feeling that 2 years from now we'll be doing this radio show on a Saturday morning, and we'll be looking back and we'll be talking to a listener and we'll say,
yeah,
man, do you remember the fall of 2010? Those were the days.
Yeah. Well, and we don't have a crystal ball. This is just factual data that we follow every day at Cobalt Mortgage. And, you know, if you're trying to drive over that turnip to get, you know, more juice out of it and more juice out of it and more juice out of it, at some point you need to say, okay, if I'm at 4.5 versus 4.25, again, like you're saying, 2 years from now, you're going to be looking back and saying, wow, I'm glad that I didn't miss that boat, even if it's at 4.5.
Right.
Even if you're at 4.5, but right now you could be a lot lower than that. So
definitely
give me a call, 737-6004. If you have any questions at all, the people that Lance is driving around right now, you want to be one of them, because he is working very hard and trying to get people into homes at one of the best times in history.
Sounds great. Well, with that, let's go to break, and we'll talk some more when we come back.
Right here on News Talk 870. Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870 KFLV. He's recovering from his passionate, what would you call it, this? Scott was last week.
Diatribe.
Hey, call Cobalt Mortgage. Let's get you guys into a house.
Last week,
if you're not talking with Lance, you should be.
On the floor with the paddles this week, it's Scott. Well, as we've been taking a look at another reason why you should sell during the holidays, well, to go with that, a pick three, and I say that because we had to break out the bungee cords.
We've got the pick three.
Let's get these things
sold. These are people who are serious sellers.
These are people that are serious sellers, and the first one is ultra serious. This is a very rare opportunity. This house, it's just incredible. So there's a house. It's located at 4211 Santa Ana Loop. It's in West Pasco. Mm-hmm. It has those amazing views of the Blue Mountain, overlooks the farm fields by the airport. Port out there. Stucco house, high quality home, 2,800 square feet plus 800 square foot workshop in the basement area, along with a 3-car garage and the view. Unobstructed, amazing view. We've had this house listed at $350,000, which is competitive for the area, but we've been monitoring some recent lower sales that have happened in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. There's some things going on. There were some foreclosures in the area, in the specific neighborhood that drove the prices down a little bit. Talked with the seller in the last 2 days. The seller is like, I am done. I am in California. I'm moved. I want the house sold. Mm-hmm. So yesterday we dropped the price $50,000. So we're it's time to move the house this weekend. So the price on that house has gone to $299,900, and I'll tell you right now that the owner paid $345,000 for it 3 years ago, but she's ready to be moved.
She wants it gone.
She knows there's some pressure from some of the other sales in the neighborhood, and it's ready to move. So this is an incredible opportunity for somebody to pick up some massive amounts of equity in the next week.
You know, and think about this. On a $275,000 loan at 4%, your principal and interest payment is only $1,312.
It's an unbelievable value for what you're getting in that home. So give me a call, 727-8977. Let's check it out this weekend. Get a contract on that house for that seller. Pick number two is an amazing lot we just picked up. It's off of Mount Adams in West Richland, off a bombing range up there. This is a 2.5-acre lot that has irrigation water, and that's a big key in that area up there.
Yes.
There's a lot of lots that don't. This has kind of your territorial views over the Yakima River Basin. It's a rare find to get a nice big parcel like this close to everything with irrigation water. And that lot, we just picked it up and put it on the market, is priced at $110,000. Great, great lot if you're looking to build a custom home with a shop, with a pasture. This really could be an estate-type quality lot. So give me a call. We'd love to get you some plat maps on that and check that out. Pick number three, also in West Richland. This is a beautiful rambler. It's located at 5601 Kona Avenue. We're talking about 2,000 square foot home, big fenced yard, great location by the Yokes up there off of bombing range. Awesome patio. priced at $199,900.
Wow.
So just under $100 a square foot, which for what's going on in those neighborhoods up there, they're similar Ramblers, newer construction up there selling for $120, $125 a square. This house was built in 04, so not that much older, and you can pick this up for $199,000.
You're stealing it.
These are serious sellers.
These are serious sellers ready to move. So that's our pick three. I expect those three to be sold by next week. So give us a call, and we'd love to take you up there and show you those.
Wow. Well, we can take off your bungee cords now that we've done the pick three. We're back into the top 10 reasons why you can or should put your home for sale during the holidays. And let's tackle that number six.
Well, reason number six that I've got here is reason number six is job transferees will take holiday vacation days to house hunt. Mm-hmm. This time of year, it seems like we sell a large number of homes. Why families take the opportunity to get to know the community, travel during the holidays, and these buyers, they want to have their family settled by the new year. The Christmas break, the holiday breaks, it's a good transition for people to move schools, move their family out, and transfer out here. Lots of recruiters right now are trying to get employees settled by January so they can start the new year off with them. So we see a large, large amount of transferees coming into the area this time of year.
Like, for example, Cascade Natural Gas, who are building their new headquarters here.
Cascade Natural Gas bringing in clients over.
Great for Tri-Cities.
Bechtel is still bringing clients in. Mm-hmm. I saw a post on Twitter yesterday from a recruiter at Battelle that they're looking for two or three new positions. So people are actively recruiting and bringing right now to get new employees in. So if your house is on the market this time of year, you're going to take advantage of that.
And if you're a serious seller, Cobalt Mortgage can still get these closed by the end of November with no problems at all.
That is a fabulous timeline. And that makes a big difference, too, for you buyers out there.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you a great example of that is there was a house we listed last week. We listed it on Friday. It was over in West Pasco. Beautiful, well taken care of home, listed for $160,000. We had multiple offers. So, people, we are even in this market, we are still seeing. Don't always believe the national media. We are still seeing multiple offers on our listings when priced correctly. We had that happen. We had that happen this last week. And what happened is the difference for the buyer, what it came down to, is one of the buyers had a close date that was almost 60 days out, and the other offer was very similar in terms but had a close date that was only 30 days out because they were working with someone like Cobalt Mortgage. That made a big, big difference to the sellers, and so it pushed it in favor of the buyer's offer that had the quicker close. And so in a competitive situation like that, that close date that your lender is providing for you and helping you with, that can make the difference to whether you get the house or not. And it did in this case. That's a real-life scenario that just happened.
Wow.
So great, great point you bring up, Scott, and we appreciate you working hard to get those closed fast like that. Reason number seven that we have is that we always make a big push at the end of the year to finish strong. The market here, as everybody knows, is better than most areas. We have a lot of interest. We have a lot of people looking at the area. We have a lot of people inquiring from out of town, especially as things get tough in other markets that were already tough and winter sets in. We're going to see a huge, huge December. I mean, last December, like we talked about, was one of our largest months ever. A lot of first-time home buyers now are coming into qualification with these rates being so low. So that's a huge, huge indicator of what we're going to see happen. And quite honestly, that's what drove the multiple offers in that 160 price range that I talked about. First-time home buyers taking advantage of the low interest rates. Reason number eight that is very specific to our team and what's happening right now is we always have, with that big push, we have lots of special marketing that happens through December. There are different things we do this time of year to keep our listings fresh and in front of more people. We do special radio promotions. We run special ads. We have a lot of client appreciation parties this time of year. We do a lot of home visits, handing out gifts and talking to our clients and asking if there's people that they need help with. with. So we probably see more people in November and December through our networking that we're doing and appreciation parties than we do the rest of the year.
And you'd mentioned that a lot of other realtors, shall we say, coast towards the end of the year when you guys ramp it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of our natural cycle that we've pushed through as we really just make a huge, huge push towards the end of the year, because we know it's very, very important to do that, to finish strong. We're on track with all of our numbers and goals with where we want to be for our clients, but we know that the start of our next year happens in the next couple months also. So not only is it the holidays that people are going to be needing to put their homes, and it's not always, it doesn't always just happen overnight. You know, people need to make repairs to their homes, and we have to go on those consultations now. So if they do want to list January 1st, still in those winter months, that they've made the right repairs, they've talked to us, they know what we're planning to do. So for us, a big push now is what helps out in December and January.
Well, that's that whole 80-20 rule, you know, to put on the management hat real fast. You know, 20% of the agents are doing 80% of the business, and it's no secret. The other 80% are gearing up for the holidays and looking to take time off, where the 20% that do 80% of the business are doing exactly what Lance is doing and the Kenmore team, and that is ramping it up and being serious about their business as business people.
So we are very, very excited about this market. And, you know, we also operate on the inclination that, I mean, this market just, it needs people working it strong right now, because there are so many people out there that need help right now. So, I mean, a lot of clients, a lot of good business to transact. So it's exciting. It is absolutely, probably could be one of the most exciting holidays that we've ever gone into, just because what's happening in our market. And so that growth is driving us and getting us up in the morning and being excited about doing real estate here.
Take lots of vitamins and stay healthy.
That's that time of year. Exactly right. And then I'll refuel with turkey before we know it.
That stuff puts me to sleep. What's that stuff called?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan.
That is so hard to stay open on a football game.
What we've got here now as we wrap up is reason number 10. And I'll tell you, this is one of the biggest reasons is I want your business, and we'll guarantee our services in writing. I mean, we really remain aggressive all year. We're here, we're working, and we're really here to knock it out of the park. All of these reasons together, combined with our hassle-free listing, along with some major changes that could be coming through the government and politics, and different legislation that we're seeing in the works right now, combined with the low interest rates, I mean, it really is an ideal time to sell and move up right now. Or if you're a first-time home buyer, lock in these low rates so you don't have to worry about it. If you're ready to buy or think you might be, give me a call at 727-8977. We will get you over with Scott. We'll get you pre-approved. And so we're here to help sellers sell during the next 3 months and the holidays, and help the buyers that want to buy. So it might be chilly and it might be cold, but we'll put on our boots and jackets and we'll go find you a house to buy.
You bet. We're here to help you.
So Scott, how can people get a hold of you as they wrap up and have questions about these rates and qualifying? I know there's been a ton of changes lately. Yeah. If someone talked to a lender 3 months ago, I reckon to say if you haven't talked to them in the last 3 months, you need to talk to them again if you're going to start looking. So how can people get a hold of you to update maybe older pre-approvals they have, or get back in the market? How can they get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 737-6004 at Cobalt Mortgage, Scott Ridgway, and just let us know what we can do to assist you, get you pre-approved to purchase a house, get your lender approval letter over to Lance. And if any of you are still looking or considering refinances, now is the time to decide how long you're going to stay in that house. And if a refinance makes sense and we can help you determine that, give us a call, 737-6004.
Scott, thanks a lot. Scott, to tell you the truth, I'm a little bit bored with numbers and statistics after the show we had. So for all the listeners out there, we're going to mix it up next week. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be the show before Halloween.
Ooh, yeah.
And we're going to do scary horror stories of real estate. I've emailed a bunch of agents across the country. We're collecting stories of horror stories in real estate. So we're going to use those to help us learn some lessons in real estate, have a little fun, mix it up a little bit. So if you want to get a laugh next week, if you want to hear what you shouldn't do, we will look forward to a frightful show show next Saturday morning.
Right here on News Talk 870. Boo.